USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. An ugly week on Wall Street is finally over. The final numbers from Rich Johnson.
Those cheers at the closing bell might very well be cheers of thanks that the week is over. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 281 points on Friday, or about 1%. The NASDAQ was down by even more. Recession fears ruled the week, especially after the Fed raised interest rates for the seventh time this year. For the year, the Dow's lost nearly 20% of its value. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index is down 33%. I'm Rich Johnson.
Grappling with winter weather still in upstate New York and in New England, heading into the weekend. Areas already hit hard with heavy snow could see 2 to 4 inches just through tonight. New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine getting hit the hardest. Winter storm warnings for millions in the region will remain in place through midday Saturday. There are more charges filed in connection with a deadly mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in suburban Chicago.
Our office filed 7 counts of felony reckless conduct charges against Robert Cremo Jr., the father of the alleged shooter in the Highland Park parade case.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart, he says Robert Cremo surrendered to police earlier in the day and he'll have a bond hearing Saturday. 7 people died in the Highland Park parade shooting, and several dozen more were injured when Robert Cremo III allegedly opened fire on the crowd gathered there. His father allegedly helped Cremo get an Illinois gun owner's permit. In a move to help veterans who've been struggling for years to recover from toxic exposure in war zones, President Biden is touting final passage of the PACT Act today. The PACT Act expands benefits for veterans who've been exposed to toxic substances like burn pits during their military service. It was legislation championed by longtime entertainer and opinion TV host Jon Stewart. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Elon Musk, fearing for his own personal safety and blocking certain reporters from access to Twitter. All the while, suspicions among Republican lawmakers continue to arise relating to the ongoing rollout of Musk's 2020 Twitter files dump.
It sure looks like this was a cozy relationship, and you had big government, big media, big tech colluding to keep critical information from the American people, again, just days and weeks before the most important election we have.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan speaking about purported revelations surrounding past Twitter company documents, which appear to show certain former managers made decisions favoring leftist politicians. Meanwhile, Democrats are now loudly criticizing Musk for banning those reporters' accounts. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania school district bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children.
The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after children return from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. I'm Dave Collins.
Hundreds of tourists are stranded in Machu Picchu due to protests in Peru. Former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and arrested earlier this month after he announced he was going to dissolve their Congress. Machu Picchu's Mayor Darwin Baca said people from all over the world, including Americans, are among those stranded. Baca's requested helicopters to get those tourists out. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call.